Parker. What?
From the Crossbreed Holster Studios, this is Armed American Radio.
Radio. Educating, informing,
and entertaining responsibly armed Americans for 8 years running. Now, from the safest studio in the nation and filling your prescription for freedom in hundreds of cities, here is Mark Walters.
Wow, the Crossbreed Holster Studios have moved to Dallas, Texas for this program. I'm down at the Salem Radio Network Studios. I'm actually sitting here with Shanto. It's a tremendous amount of fun, Sean, to be here with on the program with you from the studios, being able to look at you and saying, God, will you turn that thing down or turn it up, please?
Oh, yeah, you're always turning it up, and he's trying to take control of the mics, and I'm just not going, we're not having
that. See, we're fighting with buttons. And over here to my left, I've got Gabby Franco, Olympian. She's Top Shot season four, right?
Four and five.
Wow, yes. That's hardcore. You guys that do the competition, especially on that Top Shot, that's kind of like Survivor with a gun.
It is.
There's game playing going on, and the head games, and I don't know that I could do it. So I really admire you for being able to do that.
It was fun. And one of the things that most people don't know, every time we see the whole, you know, the shooters, and we try to guess what would be the next challenge, we never, ever get it.
No, it's designed that way. You're not going to. You know, I had one of the first season, I don't even know, Caleb or somebody was on one of the first seasons.
Uh-huh.
Caleb, the mind games that were played was really, really terrible on that show. But hey, it is what. Yeah, I'm glad you do it. I can watch you. I have no intention. We had the producer at one point on, didn't we?
Yeah.
They were doing a
casting call. I think he was one of the first guests in the beginning of the show.
He was. It was going back quite a ways, right?
Yeah, all right. Absolutely.
Well, listen, we've got another great hour for you. By the way, great program so far. You know, we've got the captain.
And fun.
Yeah, the captain's America. The captain, Matt Bruce, good friend of mine. He's listening down in Tampa, shot me an email. He's enjoying the program. Captain, you know I love you to death. You can listen to The Captain, by the way. Look him up, The Captain's America, Third Watch. You can listen to him all over the country from coast to coast down in Florida and also up in Seattle, Washington now. He's booming up on our affiliates in Seattle and Olympia and Portland, Oregon, and a number of other places. It's The Captain's America, Matt Bruce, 2 a.m. to 6 a.m. in Eastern Standard Time and 11 to 2 a.m. on Pacific Time, I believe. Sean, go ahead.
I actually got a chance to hear the show, and it's actually a pretty good show.
Yeah, Sean,
I thought it was a pretty good show.
The captain's good, and I'm glad you said that. But hey, Captain, thanks for that. Appreciate the kind words. Okay, listen, got to get a little business out of the way before we go to our next guest, and that is USCCAOnAir.com. Now, you've only got 2 hours and 51 minutes for this gun a day. This is the giveaway, Sean, that we love talking about, right?
Hmm.
The gun a day giveaway today is a Springfield Armory Saint valued at $899.
Nice.
You like it?
Well, I don't have one, but hey,
would you like to win
free?
It for free? Right? Let me tell you how to do that. How do you do that? You go to USCCAOnAir.com. The first thing you do is you scroll down the page, you watch the video. Tremendous amount of information on the page. I tell you about it every week and every hour, but in this particular case, watch the video. All you've got to do is activate your membership to the U.S. Concealed Carry Association by picking up one of the three self-defense shields. There's something for every budget, from $13 a month up to $34, silver, gold, platinum, up to $1.125 million in protection. I tell you every week that's the protection that I have. I have pulled a gun on a human being in my life. Thank God I never had to pull the trigger. And I got to tell you, with this product available to you now, if you're carrying a firearm, even considering it, and you don't have this level of protection, I'll go as far as saying something's wrong with you. You have to have some form of protection. USCCAOnAir.com. You don't have to get in on it today. If you're listening on podcast, you're going to see a new gun up there. You're going to see it before I will. USCCAOnAir.com. Go get some. Let's go to Kevin. Sean, quickly. Go ahead.
Yeah, quickly. I have a question. So now, since I work with the radio show, if I want to get in on this, I'll have to quit, right?
No, you don't have. Well, you know, yeah. Go ahead. No. All right. Let's go to Kevin Michalowski. Kevin Michalowski is the managing editor of Concealed Carry Magazine. You see him on Into the Fray videos. I play the audio for the videos on the Daily Show on a fairly regular basis. It's fantastic information. He is also here in Dallas breaking down the huge USCCA booth as we just closed out the USCCA Expo, which is what brings us to the Salem Radio Network headquarters here to do the show. Gabby, you had an opportunity. I was really proud to be able to introduce you to him.
Thank you so much.
Well, I'm hoping
awesome people.
On national radio, I'm going to put him on the spot. I'm hoping to see you featured in the magazine. Kevin, welcome to the show, brother.
Thanks for having me, Mark. I really love being on the show. And, hey, the booth was torn down in record time. We are now at Del Frisco's Double Eagle Steakhouse eating our celebratory dinner. So this has been an outstanding expo, probably the best one ever. And I was just really excited to be a part of it. We just had a great time.
It was nice to meet you.
Notice how they didn't wait until I got off the air to go to the steakhouse, right?
you're saving us some of them steaks, right?
Yeah, absolutely. I'll bring something back over to the studio.
So that means he's down in the stockyards. You're down in the stockyards, right?
No, we're at Del Frisco's downtown Fort Worth.
Oh, downtown Fort Worth. Okay, yeah. So I don't know the area.
Well, that's just down the street. So he's pretty close. So yeah. You go roll over to Saginaw and bring me my cut of meat.
Okay. Well, man, I'll tell you. Hey, Kevin, let me get Sean off that subject because he'll keep going on the foodie thing. What was your biggest takeaway from the expo this year versus last year and the year before its inaugural season, if you will, up in West Bend? Besides the fact it was bigger, what would you take away?
Well, first I got to meet Gabby Franco, so you know that was
nice.
Really cool. But the women's showroom this year was so well attended, we could hardly keep people in, keep our staff in there, keeping people helped out. We really focused on the women's market this time through, and that was just phenomenal. We had the women's showroom, and then the vendors out on the show floor were doing a lot to serve not only female shooters, but new shooters as well. We had to actually go out and buy more ammunition for the live fire range because so many people wanted to come and
shoot.
That's fantastic.
Yeah, it was outstanding every step of the way.
And I love that you guys organized a panel with the ladies. You know, and most people think that there were only women. There were probably their husbands right there asking questions and, you know, weigh in and into the whole issue of, hey, you know, you're my wife and I'm here to support you. I want you to protect yourself, not only for yourself, but also, you know, as a family member, you know, we have to protect each other.
Yes. And once the topic is broached, once people start talking about firearms ownership, when the lady of the house, you know, when she's involved, suddenly it becomes much more important. If, you know, Mark, I imagine if you were to suggest to your wife that you needed to buy a new gun, there'd probably be a little bit of a debate and there'd be a wait. And if she told you it was time to buy a new gun, you'd probably get one that same day.
You know, Kevin, that's an outstanding point. Sean, I don't think anybody's ever made that point on the program before.
I don't think so either.
And, you know, Kevin, I'll tell you, you know why that's so important. And I know you weren't privy to the other part of the conversation in the previous segments when we had Val on talk going back and forth. We had, you know, I'm sitting here flanked by two beautiful armed women who have my back, okay? We got to talking a little bit about that and how the percentage has changed. I felt it was much higher than 30%. You know, Kevin, as well as anybody else, you go to a range anymore today, you see 50% women. Most gun shop owners that I talk to say it's 50% of their new customers. I've actually never heard it put that way. If the woman, you're absolutely correct. You agree with that?
Yeah, for sure. Definitely.
Yes, and, you know, that's great.
And one of the things I told, and because I had the opportunity to talk to in the panel, and I told the ladies and gentlemen that were there, is the, you know, the ladies want the husband to be the protector, like the Superman. And I told them, that's fine, but you have to be the Wonder Woman to your husband.
That's true. That's true. That is absolute. I think he made a very, and Gabby made a very valid point. Absolutely.
Yeah, Kevin, what are you hanging around my house? You know, if I say I want to buy another gun, because it's like you're standing in my kitchen, brother.
You got to debate just a little bit. But, you know, we also put it in terms like this, that mom is the first responder. And in most cases, the mother is the person who spends most of the time with the children. And she does all of the things like the little first aid and helping the kids with everything. And so if there is a problem, mom is there to protect the children, or the children are with mom and need to be protected because criminals don't care. They're absolutely not worried. They don't give a dang about anything. So if they see someone that they think they can take something from, and a mom with a kid is usually a pretty good target, because most of the time a mom with kids will be unarmed, and we want to change that. We want everybody carrying a gun.
Yeah, what's the new supplement to the magazine for Concealed Carry Magazine? Let's get that out before we run out of time with you. I want to let you get back to your steak. You guys have worked your tails off all weekend. What's it called?
Every quarter we do the Concealed Carry Women's Special Edition, and it's a little bit of a misnomer, but the entire 24-page section at the back of the magazine is by and for women. It's written by women. It's written specifically for women. But you know what? That information transcends gender. It's something that everybody can read, but we want to make sure that it is accessible and that women really enjoy it.
That's so great.
We set it aside, and our design team, Ken Wangler and Dusty Reed, have done just a great job making it look a little bit different, making it a little bit more appealing. And I tell everybody when we talk about Concealed Carry Magazine, this is not your granddad's gun magazine. It has something for everybody.
It does. Kevin, that was perfect timing, brother. Look, did you get back to your steak? Thank you for putting on a huge expo. Looking forward to bringing you back to the program as usual. We're going to be playing some of the Into the Fray videos coming up this week. Great stuff. Kevin Michalowski, Managing Editor, Concealed Carry Magazine. If you see it in the magazine, he's the reason why. Armed American Radio will be back right after this from the Salem Radio Network headquarters in Dallas, Texas, on the heels of the United States Concealed Carry Association's third annual expo. Back with Gabby Franco right after this.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit CrossbreedHolsters.com today.
Folks, by now you know I'm a proud member of the United States Concealed Carry Association. And you also know they love to give away guns to responsibly armed Americans just like you. Now, this is why last month the USCCA bought 10 of my listeners a brand new Kimber. Now, this month, they want you to pick any gun you want. So they're giving you 10 chances to win $1,500 to buy the gun of your dreams. Which gun is at the top of your bucket list? A brand new AR-15? A custom 1911? Think hard, because any gun you've been dreaming about could be yours, thanks to my friends over at the USCCA. Just visit defendthem.com to enter for free today, and there's absolutely no restrictions. You can pick up any gun, any brand, and any caliber you want. Your entry to win $1,500 for a brand new gun is quick, simple, and free. Don't miss out on your best chance to take home the gun of your dreams. Just go to defendthem.com right now to get your name on the entry list. That's defendthem.com.
Picture this scenario. Two masked men break into your house. They're armed with weapons and a look of drug-fueled rage. To protect your family, you're forced to take matters into your own hands. You do what you have to. You pull the trigger. Minutes later, the police arrive, and suddenly you're handcuffed and pushed into the back seat of a cop car. Pause there for a second. If this were to happen to you, would you know what to expect? Would you know exactly what to say to the police and what not to say? Would you know who to call? Every responsibly armed American needs to know the answer to those questions, because believe me, you don't want any surprises when the police arrive. Go to BeTheirProtector.com right now and get your copy of the USCCA's brand new free guide that'll reveal the 6 things you didn't know would happen when the police arrive. After a self-defense incident, knowing what to expect when the police show up can truly be the difference between freedom or a jail cell. Get your personal copy of this free guide right now at BeTheirProtector.com. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, it's Mike Gallagher. You're listening to Armed American Radio's Monster Broadcast. Now back to Mark Walters.
I love Dallas, Texas. You know, everything's big in Texas.
You and your mic. Why do you take... See, he's trying to take control of his mic. And I'm like,
I control my microphone 6 days a week on air with you through my own boards and equipment. I just have the opportunity, and I don't like not being in control. I'm fidgeting here.
So. I'm going to actually give him the space chair so he can actually run. You need to learn how to run this show just in case something happens to me.
So I can fly to Dallas in enough time to be here to do the show every day?
Believe it or not,
you
can actually log into here and run the show.
I could control, you're right, I could control the board. But I don't want to do that. You do just a fine job, and I want to leave it at that. And I'm really enjoying
it. Too much responsibility right there.
Good help enjoying. Is hard to find.
That's a song, right? We can make that a song. But it really is. It's an awful lot of fun to be sitting here in Dallas. In case you are just tuning into the program, I actually, after 8 years, almost 9 years now,
yeah,
the first time I've actually brought the show from the network in Dallas, which is an awful lot of fun to be able to sit across from you and look at you instead of being at home and yelling back and forth across. My wife says, she has to remind me, she says, you are talking to him on a microphone. Why are you yelling? Because I said, you can't hear it because, you know, the studio is not, it's not at the house, but the kids are always saying, Daddy, you sound like you're yelling. It's a microphone. Relax. Okay. Good heavens. I had to move it to the house. What I had to do.
It's been a pleasure having you and Gabby.
Why so romantic here?
Yeah. Well,
I'll be back in the Armed American Radio Crossbreed Holster Studios tomorrow.
Yeah.
But because of, I guess I can take this opportunity to mention this now, but because of the Delta screw up, and I'm not flying Delta again. What happened was their fault. They need a new COO. Somebody's got a plan for that somehow. To be 6 days out, you know, after a bunch of thunderstorms to destroy the entire is crazy. Yes. I met the people in the airport. These poor people have been there for... Look, I'm not usually one to empathize with people in an airport. I'll step over you to get to the gate because I got to get where I'm going. Yeah. Doesn't mean I don't like you. Just means, hey, dude, you're in my way. I got to go.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I'm sure you're cool.
That's just crazy.
But I got to go. In this case, it was totally different. I had some... It's just amazing what these poor people were going through no fault of their own. But remarkable how calm and collected people actually were. But I got to tell you, Shanto, I'll be back in those studios. But because of that Delta hassle, I can't tell him. I don't know if he's going to cover for me on the show or not. But I've got a guest host going to be sitting in the chair simply because I will be in the air during the live daytime broadcast. So those of you who listen to the program on the new USCCA app, by the way, USCCA concealed carry app on iTunes, not yet for Android. That's coming. You can tune in, hit my logo, push my logo, and boom, you got the live shot. Go ahead.
What's going on with y'all? Y'all are haters. Y'all hate Android.
No, it was just easier to get the app done through the iTunes store first. There's some bug situations that you have to work out when you're talking about putting the players in there and all that. But I can't talk to you about that app stuff. I don't know.
Who do I need to address this to?
You're talking to him. And I don't have a clue. Hey,
we have had this argument about Apple and Android for years. I'm an Android guy. You're an Apple guy.
We have, and we've actually had the conversation on air before. It's a lot of fun. All right, let's go back to... Let's go back to firearms. And I've got a new mom here with me. Gabby's your new mom.
Yes.
How old is your son?
He's about 6.5 months.
So you're a very new mom.
Yes.
All right. I've got a 12-year-old and a 14-year-old. You're going to soon be in that position. It flies by, as much as I hate to tell you.
My goodness.
I use a story because I want to talk with you a little bit about gun safety. Is this how we take the language back? When you hear gun safety from the prog left haters, it means gun control. Oh, these are gun safety measures in New York and California, right?
It means pretty much make the guns disappear.
That's exactly what it means. It's confiscate your guns. They don't care. That's gun safety to them. But real gun safety is what we talk about, and we educate people, right?
Well, the left, what they want is they address that with the fear factor of, you know, don't learn about it, just avoid it.
That's exactly what they refer to as, and that to us is pure gun control. That's why they continue to push the agenda. Isn't that case?
Definitely.
All right, let me give you a real-life example. I use a neighbor, and I hope I've never mentioned him by name. I hope he's not listening, but I hope to, because it is a true story. Everything you get from me when it comes from real life is actually happened to me. In this particular case, I have a neighbor who said to me one time, he came up and he says, you know what? Now, he's from L.A., and where I live, that means lower Alabama.
Right.
Okay? And he says to me in a nice L.A. accent, he says, hey, man, I'm thinking about getting a new gun, and I figured I could talk to you about it, right? You know about it's what you do. And I said, yeah, I can. I said, but first let me ask you a question. Are you teaching your kids? And his kids play with my kids the same age. I said, are you teaching your kids anything about firearm safety, real firearm safety? And here's what he said to me. Those of you who've heard it before, bear with me. It bears repeating. Thousands of new listeners across the country every day. He said, well, I don't have a gun in the house. I don't really have to worry about that, thankfully. Mm. And I said, well, you know, your son is in my house right now. I have 42 guns in my house. And my neighbor across the street has 30 guns. Bill across the street has 30 guns in his house. And back behind us, Terry, they have 40 guns in their house. I know that for a fact. Over here, so-and-so has... I said, everywhere your kids go, there's a firearm. This is Georgia. Same thing in Texas.
Yeah.
Probably more so in Texas. Forget the carry
Texas,
laws.
Texas,
there's
Florida,
a gun in every home.
Arizona, you name it.
So they do need to teach firearm safety to their kids. You know, he woke up and thought, he said, I never thought about that. In essence, what he is saying is, I've never taught my child what to do if someone shows them a firearm. So what does the kid resort to when his parents have never taught him what he sees on what?
Yeah, when you see a firearm.
TV, right?
Yeah.
Movies, cartoons.
Oh, no, and video games. I mean,
video games,
right now, this is the biggest
thing
right now.
They're playing the war games and everything. So we fixed him on that. Got him some education on that. He's now a responsibly armed American. And
good
that's a great
him.
Thing. So is his wife. The family has learned a little bit about this. We took care of that. That's how you fix problems. You address them. That's a problem. Now I'm going to do my best John Stossel impersonation. I thought about that when we were talking during the break. So here comes my best John Stossel impersonation. So, Gabby, what do bananas have to do with guns? I don't know if that's good or not, but go ahead.
Well, this is the thing. You know, I'm a new mother, and I get it when people are afraid to have guns around kids. And I learned that in a different way with bananas. My kid is
Wait a minute. Hold on. Stop. We're going to take this into the next segment. We've got Trent. I'm going to actually tease this. I want to tease this.
Yes.
Trent Cooper's coming up in the next segment.
Okay.
So I will throw that out there. What do bananas have to do with guns? They have everything to do with guns in your case. And
it
could be life-saving. Bananas and guns. We're going to explain that when we come back. Sean, how much time do we have before... it's wonderful. I don't have to hear you in my head. I can look at you and you can give me a little song. We got 30 seconds?
No, you can hear me in my head. No, we got about 45 seconds.
About 45 seconds. See, a guy in radio, that extra 15 seconds matters. I get that and understand, but there's not enough time to ask about that. Now 30 seconds.
But there's a moral of the story with bananas and guns.
But we want listeners to stay through the next segment with Trent, because that's how we want to close out with you, because we're going to end it on a safety issue. Life-saving stuff. Moms, kids, guns, families. I don't think there's anything more important, because to be a responsibly armed American, what comes first? Safety comes
first.
And
education. Education. People think that they can isolate kids. No. Make them, you know, educate them. That's your best gift.
Education, information, and entertainment on the Armed American Radio Network. On the heels of the USCCA convention live in Dallas at the Salem Radio Network studios, I'll be back with Gabby Franco and Trent Cooper from Crossbreed Holsters right after this.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
Hi everybody, Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon, because you never know when you may need to.
I don't want to go to Manila.
The USCCA is designed specifically.
I don't want to go to Manila.
Those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.
The following segment of Armed American Radio is proudly being sponsored by the Second Amendment Foundation. Join them, won't you, at saf.org.
All right, welcome back to the Crossbreed Holster Studios. I am Mark Walters, and that was Mark Wills bringing us back in. I got to tell you a quick story before we go to our guest, okay? I was with Alan Gottlieb yesterday. Sean, you'll appreciate this because you live in the area. After the expo ended, after the event ended, he wanted to reminisce. He hadn't been to Billy Bob's down at the Stockyard for over 30 years. He said, I got to go. We got to go. Now, if you know anything about the Stockyard, if you know anything about Billy Bob's, the best way I can tell you is if you ever saw the movie Urban Cowboy.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
You remember Gilly's, the huge country bar?
Yeah.
Billy Bob's is bigger. And it has been around forever. In fact, Alan was telling me it was there before Gillies.
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I remember as a child when they built it.
Enormous. Yes. Absolutely. And there are probably 20 different bars in there. There's shops in there. There's barbecue. There's Texas barbecue. There's stages. And I looked up on the board, and you got the handprints of all the artists that have played there. You go back. The biggest names in music come through Fort Worth play.
You see the signatures, the autographs all over the place. It's
exactly.
Super cool. I've been there. It's pretty cool. And I think you gave away your age.
Oh, it's all good.
It is all good. It doesn't matter, right?
I'm just like a fine bourbon.
Well, so I'm looking here. An aged bourbon, not a four-year-old stuff, not the cheap stuff, right?
Well, you know.
So I'm looking up on the walls, and I see there's handprints everywhere, and I'm looking for Mark Wills.
Yeah.
You know, I thought Mark's got to have been played in here before. And I saw Ted Nugent was coming on May 7th. Well, good friends with Ted.
Oh, yeah.
So we know Ted. So I thought, you know, I said, Alan, watch this. So I sent a text message to Mark Wills. And I said, hey, brother, I'm over here at Billy Bob's in Houston, or in Fort Worth. I said, have you ever played this joint? Text is right here on my phone. I can show it to you. I'll prove it to you. He responded back. He said, many, many, many times. He says, in fact, I got to go now because I'm playing the Opry.
Oh,
now,
nice.
What a cool text to get back while we were in Billy Bob's with the great Alan Gottlieb. It was really neat. And that was Mark Wills bringing us back in, of course, multi-platinum country recording artist. And he happens to live right down the street from me. We get together. And he's the nicest down-to-earth guy in the world. So let's go from that. I thought that was cool. So thanks for bringing that, rejoining. All right. So we did the Billy Bob's. We went to the expo. While we were at the expo earlier in the day, you came in. I was introducing you to some folks around. And I honestly didn't even think about whether you were carrying a firearm. I really didn't.
I carry pretty much every day whenever I can, especially mm-hmm. now with a baby. Sometimes it's hard and where I'm going to carry, but, you know,
I didn't notice your firearm. I had no idea when you told me that you were carrying a firearm. I thought, with what you're wearing, where do you have it? And you said to me, in a what?
I said, yeah, I have my crossbreed holster.
I couldn't believe, because we were standing, honest to goodness truth, we were standing right next to the crossbreed booth.
Were.
I said, we've got to go introduce you to Carol and Trent. She's going to be blown away by the fact that you're here carrying with one of her holsters.
And, you know, it's such a comfortable holster. I carry the Remington RM380, mm-hmm. and that's such a small gun, but yet I'm a petite woman, and that holster is just perfect for me. It just fits nice. It feels also good when I'm carrying the gun. It doesn't dig in my mm-hmm. skin or anything like that.
Now, right? That's the Super Tuck. You had it inside jeans.
Yes.
Is the way you were carrying. So let's go to Trent Cooper from Crossbreed, who we introduced you to. Trent, welcome to the show, brother. Always good. You guys get your booth torn down?
Got it torn down. Got back here. Got took to shower taken. Just sitting here waiting, listening to you guys talk. And I've got to jump in here real quick with Gabby, because when she started walking over there to talk to Carol and you, and I was looking at her, and you said she's carrying, there was absolutely no way. I see this every day.
Right.
Every day, I tell people that they can do it, but it just brought back to reality that it is true. Somebody that small, and for people that don't know Gabby, she's
yes.
a little girl. Carrying a Super Tuck, you couldn't tell it. Absolutely.
And you were not in baggy jeans. Let me make that very clear, okay? And Trent, I want to say this. It's important if you're female listening to us talk about this today, you've wondered, well, how am I going to carry that firearm? I'm not like my husband. He untucks his shirt. He's got jeans on. They're wider in the legs. He's not built like me.
You can still be fashionable. You can still look good. You can still protect yourself. You can still carry. It's just finding the way, you know. Yes, there's some things that you have to adapt. I can lie to you. There are certain shirts it will mm-hmm. print, mm-hmm. obviously, but it's not like I'm going to wear saggy clothes or anything like that. It's just wearing, and I'm very ladylike in a way, you know.
Well, it wouldn't be hard to find saggy clothes for you. A large T-shirt's going to fall off of you. So it'd be easy for you to do that. When we go to colors printing, we're talking about colors now. There are patterns, blacks you can wear with certain patterns. Trent, as you well know, even if you have a gun that might be a little bit larger than the RM380, for example, if you want to go, say, mm-hmm. for a Glock 19, uh-huh. and somebody in your frame in a Super Tuck would work for you with a proper cover garment, Trent, right?
You know, I was talking to a USCCA member today, and And brand new to the carry, lifestyle. And that's what it is. It's lifestyle. You have to, if I'm going to carry a 938, I'm going to dress a certain way. If I'm going to carry a Glock 19, I'm going to dress a little bit different. If Gabby's going to carry a Glock 19, she's going to dress differently than what she was today.
Definitely.
It is a lifestyle change in every single thing that you do. And you don't just carry a Super Tuck. You carry a Super Tuck, or you carry a Mini Tuck. You carry appendix carry, one of our ankle holsters. That's why it's not just one size fits all, one holster.
And I think the thing that people miss sometimes is just not only the holster or the clothes that you wear. It's just how comfortable it is to draw the gun from out of the holster. You know, how easy that is. And I think that holster is just works fine in that way.
Well, Trent, what fascinated me, because I was shocked too. I said, wow, I had no idea. You're right here at the booth. Let me introduce you to the owner.
Yes.
And to the crew at Crossbreed. They're family with us. We've been with them for years. And Trent, the RM380 with what she was carrying in a Super Tuck, that's the Mini Tuck, correct?
No, she was carrying a Super Tuck.
That was a full size.
You see,
Super Tuck.
Not because I'm little, I have to wear the Mini Tuck.
Talking about the actual frame, the frame of the gun. I didn't know if the RM380 fit the frame of the Mini Tuck or if it actually was the Super Tuck. But both are the same design. It's just the size of the firearm that it's carrying. In most cases, Trent, the 380, like my Sig P938, for example, is a 9mm, but that actually carries in a Mini Tuck, doesn't it?
That specific one, 938, will go in a Super Tuck or Mini Tuck.
Okay, there you go. So you can either wear it in either one. Great.
Going back to the lifestyle, you choose what fits you best. And you know, not every holster is going to fit everybody the same way. A Mini Tuck is going to fit you, Mark, in a certain way with a certain firearm.
It fascinated me that thing disappeared on you like it did. It really, truly did. And when you actually blew away the crew, that handmade, because there were people at that booth that actually had a hand in touching the holster that you were wearing when it came out of their plant. And when they saw that, when they were surprised by that, that just said an awful lot to me. Sean, I know, you know, you've got the little mini 9mm. You carry this thing inside the waistband like that, the gun disappears. Go ahead, guys.
And the best part of it is that give you that tranquility and confidence. Mm-hmm. You know, you're no worry about, oh my God, am I printing or anything like that? I'm just walk normal. People don't know anything, and I just, you know, it's like a normal life. I'm carrying my gun. I feel confidence because I can protect myself. I can get my gun quick, fast, and, you know, nobody knows I have it.
Comfort.
Yes.
Plays a huge role in this. You know, Trent, I know I've told you this before. We've had private conversations and on-air conversations, but the old Clint Smith saying from years ago, a gun isn't meant to be comfortable. It's meant to be comforting. I believe those days have changed. The advent of the polymer frame guns and so forth,
yes.
The smaller guns, the 938 platforms, the Glock 43s and 9mm, the 42s and 30, the RM380s. These guns can all be carried. Some of the car guns can all be carried very, very comfortable, including my 17, which I normally carry, in that same holster that you have.
Nice.
Disappears on me. It's a full-size gun, and that comfort brings confidence because you carry frequently.
Definitely.
Well, doesn't that make a difference?
It's comfort and confidence, and just like you said, if you're not comfortable carrying it, you're not going to have the confidence, you're going to leave it off. You're going to leave it at home. And you know as well as I do, Mark, you have to put it on every morning. You carry everywhere, carry often. You just don't leave home without it.
Well, you know, I found that out the hard way when I had to pull a firearm. Thankfully, I had a firearm on me that day. I always like to say, and I'll close out this segment with you, Trent, and let you get some sleep because you guys have had a very long weekend. Great seeing you. But I say this in the story I wrote, The Importance of Carrying Your Gun, 100% of the time, where you can read it in my book, Lessons from Armed America. I'll tell you what, if a criminal picked on me any given day prior to that, they had a 50-50 shot of running into an armed victim, I can promise you it's 100% of the time now. We'll be back with Gabby right after this. Trent, thank you, brother, and everybody at Crossbreed. We love you guys. We'll see you see you in a couple weeks.
You bet.
Imagine you're walking through a parking lot at dusk. You're with your children. As you approach your car, you see a large man closing in. Something seems wrong. Something is wrong. You calmly move in front of your kids and turn towards the attacker. Your mind flashes back to everything you've learned. The man is now 30 feet away. You don't make a move yet, but you can feel the weight of your 9mm on your hip. You hear yourself confidently issue the command, "Stay back!" And then it happens. The attacker understands what only criminals can comprehend. He has picked the wrong target. He quickly turns around. "What's wrong?" says your child as you get in the car. "Nothing. Nothing's wrong, honey. Everything is fine." Get a gun and master its use. The Self-Defense Shield from the USCCA will help you understand gun safety and self-defense. The USCCA Self-Defense Shield gives you education, training, and a tenacious legal defense. It's your path to become a responsibly armed American. Discover how a gun and your family are the perfect fit. Visit freegunguide.com. That's freegunguide.com.
Hi, it's Mark, and I hope you're enjoying this week's broadcast. You know, over the last several weeks, you've heard me mentioning a website, usccaonair.com. We have some amazing sponsors here on this program, and one of them, the United States Concealed Carry Association, helped create this program. Since that time, just like Armed American Radio, the USCCA has exploded in growth to become the nation's number one resource for the responsibly armed citizen. The USCCA has also become famous for their promotions, as if you needed more incentive to join the United States Concealed Carry Association. Free guns, thousands of dollars in merchandise, and free ammunition, etc. to lucky promotion winners. You, too, can win by simply visiting the website usccaonair.com. usccaonair.com. That site is reserved for you as an Armed American Radio listener to keep you updated on their latest promotions. Now, I'll tell you about the promos on every program, but you can still check for yourself by visiting usccaonair.com. Don't miss out.
From Crossbreed Holsters comes the Women's Appendix. With softer leather and smoother corners, the Women's Appendix holster was designed specifically with the female body in mind. This holster is intended for popular small firearms and has no cant, so it can be worn on the front side of the body. Featuring a crossbreed hand-molded pocket for a perfect fit, we ensure the Women's Appendix is your answer for any woman who wants to carry a small firearm in a front position. This versatile holster can be worn in the standard appendix or cross-draw fashion. Find your perfect fit today at crossbreedholsters.com.
Folks, you know that the USCCA protects responsible gun owners if we're ever forced to use our weapons in self-defense. Recently, a USCCA member witnessed his neighbor being assaulted in his front yard. He drew his weapon to stop the threat and was arrested, even though he never fired a shot. Would you know what to say to the police and what not to say if this happened to you? Visit BeTheirProtector.com for the USCCA's free guide, The 6 Things You Didn't Know Would Happen When the Police Arrive. That's BeTheirProtector.com.
The revolutionary Crossbreed Super Tuck holster is the most comfortable and concealable inside the waistband holster you'll ever wear, and nothing even comes close. Designed to completely conceal a firearm of any size and made to be worn with any attire, from shorts and a t-shirt to a suit and a tie. Based on your personal carry style, the Super Tuck may be worn comfortably with or without your shirt tucked in. Find out why the Crossbreed Super Tuck is the most often imitated but never duplicated holster design in the world. Visit crossbreedholsters.com today.
The Second Amendment Foundation has grown into what many believe to be the most important gun rights organization in America. With hundreds of thousands of active members, it is the Second Amendment Foundation defending your rights in courtrooms across the nation. Winning these battles in local jurisdictions all the way to the Supreme Court requires tireless effort and help from you. Please help the Second Amendment Foundation defend your freedoms by joining or donating today at saf.org. Join us at saf.org. Thank you.
This is Armed American Radio. Now, back to the man defending your Second Amendment rights,
Mark Walters.
Back in these Crossbreed Holster studios right here in Dallas. What a fun program this has been. I told you,
you've
never done
this.
I told you time was going to fly, didn't I?
Yes, you did. And
fastest
sure
individual
did.
Hours of radio you'll ever do and you'll ever hear on Armed American Radio.
And thank you for inviting me. I'm really having such a great time.
Well, I'm glad you could come to the expo. There were some people there that I know you needed. We needed to bring you out. You needed to meet these folks.
That's awesome.
Knowing what you do, this being right here in your backyard, this was a natural for you. And I got to be honest with you, I couldn't have scripted that crossbreed thing any better. And to know that that just happened the way it did really worked when you happened to be right there at the crossbreed booth. Now, let me go back to something I was teasing earlier in the broadcast. My best John Stossel impersonation. Kids, guns, whatever. We got to talking about it. Gabby. What do bananas have to do with guns?
A lot. More than what you think. So my baby's, you know, he's starting solid foods. He's 6 months and a half. And I started with bananas. And out of the sudden, he started turning red, hat in his face. So I realized he was like having a reaction to the banana. So I ran to the emergency room. So long story short, after I came from the emergency room with a bunch of, you know, prescriptions, medicine, and all that stuff, I looked at my sister and I told her, that's it. No more bananas in the house. Oh, oh my goodness.
Oh, I know right where you're going with this. We've got to ban bananas in the house. Oh,
right.
I love this. Okay, go on with it. That's wonderful. Go ahead.
And then, you know, and it was that moment when you're a mother, and especially a first-time mother, and you love your kid, and you want the best for them, and you don't want anything to harm them. And then my sister said, why are you saying that? You need to you want this kid, your son, to grow up as a normal person. He's going to see bananas everywhere.
He's going to see them in school. He's going to be able to pick and choose in lunch.
And then I thought about it, and I thought about it, and then I said, you know what? You are so right. And it's not only about bananas. This is what people, mothers and fathers, think when it comes to guns. And I get it. I understand them now, but does that make them safe? Right. Would it make my son safe if I said, that's it, you know, to my husband, JD, that's it, we're not going to eat more bananas in the house. What happens when he goes to a friend's house and they're eating bananas?
All right, let me stop you there because I want listeners to benefit from the analogy that we're making here. If we stop right there, it's the same, it's analogous to what I was talking about with my friend.
Yeah.
The other people have bananas in their house. Your son has got to be taught by you as a parent why he can't have bananas,
exactly.
Why bananas are bad. It really is a great analogy in a John Stossel kind of way.
And, you know, as a gun owner, gun, you know, pro-gun advocate and everything, I didn't see it at that moment. And I see that's what happens with a lot of parents. They get, blind because of their love for their children, but they don't see.
The word that you're looking for right there, I'm going to tell you, is they act on pure emotion.
Yes.
And when you act on pure emotion, you lose your sense of reality. The facts don't matter. It's an emotional argument. I don't want my son to eat bananas. I got to get him out of the house. I don't want my child to be hurt by a gun. I've got to get it out of the house. And then what becomes the left progressive argument becomes the emotional argument devoid of any fact.
And when you have the guns in the house, you teach them. And even if you don't, and let's be clear, guns is like everything is not for everybody. If you don't want to have them, fine. But educate your children because they are going to see guns in movies, in TV shows, video games, like we talked earlier, all these things that are going to happen, that's real. This is right there, tangible. At their, you know, next door, what you were saying, same story with your neighbor.
This goes back to good parenting. And to use the same thing with the banana analogy, I thought it was wonderful. That's why I wanted to go there and tease it through. I thought it was great. But when it comes to firearm safety and children, here's the deal. You have to be a good parent. You have to raise your children properly. You have to understand that you can't be there for them all the time.
No.
I've got a 14-year-old daughter, and Chanto, it ain't going to be long before she's got a driver's permit. That's going to happen later this year. And I'm thinking to myself right now, no, I'm not. We're banning cars in the house. No, we're not. But you can't do it, right? You have to teach them right.
And you don't have to go that far at 14 years old. It's like my child, he's 6 months old, and I gave him to my mother-in-law to take care of him. They have firearms. You know, when the kid is 1 year old, 2 year old, 3 years old, you know, it's just
their daughter-in-law is Gabby Franco, top shot 4 and 5 contender, Olympian shooter. They're going to know a little bit more than my neighbor did, right?
Yeah.
But the reason I say that is because they've been educated.
Of course.
They understand. And that's the key. Chanto, go ahead.
Yeah. My daughter at the time, she was about 5 and 6. I was going through law enforcement. I was going through the academy. And I actually took her out and showed her what a firearm does. And she knows to this day where my firearms are. And she knows that if something happens at the house, where to get them. Now, of course, my daughter is like 27 now. But I have another one. My wife has a daughter. So I have an 8-year-old stepdaughter. And I plan to do the same thing with her, you know, probably in the next year or so to get her up to speed. But she also knows don't go in certain areas. And she knows that they're there. But I haven't had a chance to sit her down so she could actually, you know.
The name gun makes people afraid. But the same thing, you educate your kids with knives. What do you don't you think, kids? Knives are even more dangerous because they are right there. They're not locked most of the time. Who locks
well,
their
responsible,
drawer?
True, responsible,
you know what I mean?
American gun owners put their guns in safes. They use a gun vault like I have. I've got the 800-pound gorilla safe, and I need another one. I need another one. But you know what's interesting? Most people don't know this. I've got a home studio where I do some recording work and some voice work and some liner work, that kind of stuff. That's a safe studio, too. But my safe's overflowing. Mm-hmm. So there are guns in there, and they're leaning. Some of the rifles are leaning against the wall. So what have I done about that? I changed the lock on the door to a keypad lock that mm-hmm. made the room itself a safe. That's what responsibly armed people do.
I got to get that trick from
act
you.
Act responsibly.
I need that myself.
There's only one person outside. My kids are constantly trying to guess the code. They're never going to guess. It's a game now. Now they're 14. They were trying to guess it when they were three. They were going, 4-2-2, daddy.
And you're right, Mark. It's not only educating their kids, but making sure that the firearms are not reachable for kids.
Well, there's laws in various states. We don't have anywhere near the time to go into some of those laws. But let me tell you something. You make a mistake around your kids. As an irresponsible gun owner, you're going to pay for it. Let me tell you something. I don't know how people, you read about the accidents that do happen. It's not accidents. It's negligence. Let me make that very clear. But when you read about that happening as a parent, I don't know how you'd ever go on with the rest of your life,
sure.
Number one. But number two, you're probably going to find yourself on the wrong end of the law, and that's going to compound your misery even worse. Sean, go ahead.
And you make a valid point. Here's the deal. I'm going to culinary school right now, and that's one of the first things they talked about was safety of knives.
Sure, of course.
And so if people need to understand, you have to make the children understand what safety is, so that way we have responsibility. That's something we're losing in this country is responsibility.
Well, yes. You teach that to your children. How do you know, this is one of the questions I get asked all the time in email, how do you know at what point do you teach those kids? Only you as a responsible parent know the maturity level of your kids. You'll make the right decision. Gabby Franco, I love you. Thank you so much for coming.
I had so much fun.
A lot of fun. Great time with you. Looking forward to bringing you back in the very near future. Thanks for coming to the Expo.
You.
We're going to be seeing and hearing a lot from you. Shanto. My brother, I don't know what to tell you. Amazing being here with you. It's been a tremendous amount of fun. I'm sorry that you weren't able to make the Expo, but that's okay.
Oh, that's all right. I plan on making the rest of them. It just didn't work out this time.
We're going to be in Dallas quite a bit.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
We will be in Dallas quite a bit. The Gun Rights Policy Conference is coming up. There will be more on that. We've got the NRA convention coming up in Atlanta in just about 3 weeks. We'll be there, and then we'll be back for another NRA convention in Dallas. Lots coming. Remember, carry on, carry often, carry absolutely everywhere. Never leave your cave without your club. Never find yourself in a gun-free zone. Why would you ever do that? No caveman would have ever left his cave without his club. We'll see you tomorrow.
You've just filled your prescription for freedom
on Armed American Radio with Mark Walters, the loudest voice in America fighting for gun rights.
When seconds count, the police are minutes away, which means if your family's in danger, you'll become the first line of defense. Can you say with 100% confidence that you'll know what to do? What about the gun laws in your state? Do you know them? One wrong move, and you'll be the one handcuffed in the back of a squad car. Which is why 170,000 responsibly armed Americans rely on Concealed Carry Magazine for the latest on ever-changing gun laws and life-saving training drills. You'll get unbiased gun and gear reviews and read true stories from real people who carry every day. There's even a quarterly women's section with training and information designed specifically for the female shooter. This is important, which is why when you activate your subscription, you'll be entered to win one of four guns. Just go to oneoffourguns.com. That's the number one of the number four guns.com right now to start your subscription and claim your chance to win the gun of your dreams.
Hi, everybody. Mark Walters here. Folks, whether you carry a gun already or are even considering it, and this is very serious business, one of the most important steps that you can take is to join the nation's number one resource for the armed citizen, the United States Concealed Carry Association, the USCCA. They sponsor the show. You know who they are. Folks, now is the time to learn how to protect yourself, your family, your property, and your business with a concealed weapon because you never know when you may need to. The USCCA is designed specifically for those of us who have chosen to take our personal defense very seriously. I've put together special membership offers for the Armed American Radio listeners, you, at jointheuscca.com. That's jointheuscca.com. Now is the time to join the USCCA and take advantage of the incredible resources available only at the USCCA. That's jointheuscca.com. These are troubling times in America, folks. Become a member today.